testosterone is certainly a well-known hormone. When you hear the word, you may think of aggression, lust, and whoa, lads. But actually, this chemical is the ultimate multitasker, providing many different functions in the body and mind, and it has impacts across society. Recently, testosterone has even been pointed to as potentially the cause of the credit crunch. So is it really to blame? And how does testosterone help reproduction and sex drive in the first place? We're joined now by Professor Joe Herbert from Cambridge University. He's literally just written the book on testosterone and has worked on many studies into the hormone. He joins us now. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Kat.
Now, tell me a little bit about what is testosterone? What does it do? Where does it come from?
Without testosterone, you wouldn't be here, Kat. I wouldn't be here. Nobody would be here. The world would be a very quiet place without testosterone. It's a very simple hormone. It's a very ancient hormone. It's present in amphibia and reptiles and birds and fish and, of course, all mammals. And it comes mostly from the testes. A little bit comes from another gland called the adrenal, which is might be quite important in women, which I guess we'll come back to later.
I certainly don't have testes, last time I checked.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. But in a male, it's overwhelmingly from the testes. And this starts very early in life. I mean, within a few weeks of conception, the testes wakes up and starts pushing out testosterone. And that has enormous consequences.
So let's talk a bit more about testosterone later in life. So I do have this view that testosterone, you know, is kind of aggressive, like, whoa, manly sort of hormone. Is it really doing that? What's the role of testosterone in what we might describe as aggressive male behaviours?
Yeah, it's doing all that, and it has to. Testosterone has only one function, really, in the adult, and that is to make the male fertile and sexy. Simple, objective, but complicated strategy. It has to do many other things than simply make him sexy. Has to make him attractive for a start, otherwise females won't agree. Mm-hmm. It has to make him aggressive, so he will compete. It has to make him like taking risks, so he'll get into a fight, with the possibility he might lose the fight and be damaged. And, of course, this has huge effects on the whole of society. If you look at things we do every day, you can detect testosterone in practically everything.
So one of the examples that I think you've studied is the idea that testosterone might be driving risk-taking in people who work in the financial sector. Tell me a bit about this. You know, was testosterone to blame for the credit crisis?
No, is the answer to that. But let me tell you why. If you look at a financial trading floor, which is a huge room full of young men sitting in front of a lot of computers, what they're doing is they're taking high risk quickly on the basis of lots of information. Now, that's classic young male behaviour. Think of a young male creeping through the forest, hunting antelope, same problem, or attacking a rival tribe in order to gain access to food or women or territory, exactly the same.
You just got to decide, like, yeah,
absolutely.
Go.
So males have to make instant decision with the knowledge that if they lose, the results are dire. That's exactly what happens in traders. Now, the problem here is control. But all societies regulate testosterone. They don't allow males just to do as they please. If they did, it would be mayhem, as you might imagine.
Have you been out in Norwich on a Friday night?
Yes, that's a good example of a temporary loss of control. But of course, for most of the time, it's controlled. Every religion, every society controls who mates with who. For example, rape is illegal in nearly all societies and so on. Now, if you get into financial trading, you have the same problem here. You need control. And what happened in 2008 was not that males were doing anything different from what they normally had to do, because in order to be a good trader, you've got to be a risk taker, you've got to be aggressive. What happened was lack of control. They simply were doing it in an uncontrolled way, which is a disaster in any context of testosterone.
Tell me about how you've been studying some of these risks and that kind of behaviour in traders.
The first study we did was on real traders, and we measured their testosterone and also another hormone called cortisol, which is the stress hormone, on several days. And we related this to how much money they made. And to our surprise, we got a positive relationship between levels of testosterone and their success. That is, within an individual trader. Now, testosterone varies from day to day in men, but on days when their testosterone levels were particularly high, they made more money. Interestingly, their cortisol levels were very different, and they responded to the uncertainty of the market. You can measure market uncertainty, in other words, how volatile it is. And if it's very volatile, up goes their cortisol. And that's important too, because that has effects on risk as well. But we went on to do this by looking at real trading, not in real traders, but in graduate students. And we made them play a game which looked very much like a trading floor. They had to basically bet on how their stocks did, and they got real money. Not very much real money, but they got some real money.
Students enough to make it worth it, yeah.
And what we found there, interestingly enough, was that both cortisol and testosterone, and we gave them both different subjects on different days, but both increased risk-taking. Interestingly, for different reasons. Cortisol made them light risk more. But testosterone didn't do that. What it did was made them optimistic.
Ah.
They thought they were better than they really were.
They felt kind of good. And like, yeah, I can
exactly.
do this. Yeah.
Now, doesn't that ring a certain bell?
So that's really proving that testosterone is making people feel kind of good about themselves. It's making them want to put themselves out there and go for it, which
right.
comes back to the sex thing.
It does. It comes back to for initiative and drive and motivation. So you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that you can do it. And as you know, one of the characteristics of young men is sometimes that's overdone. They believe them they're better than they really are.
In terms of being able to manipulate testosterone, say someone who, you know, doesn't feel that they're very outgoing, is there something that people could do maybe in terms of exercise or diet that might boost their testosterone? Is there any truth in this?
The best way for manipulating your testosterone is to win something. And the best way to reduce it is to lose something. If you win a tennis match or a chess match or, I don't know, get a promotion or someone tells you how great you are, up goes your testosterone.
And we've talked about testosterone with regards to men and what might be considered to be masculine behaviours, aggressive behaviours. I'm a lady, but am I still making testosterone? And what's it doing for me?
You are making testosterone, Kat. You're making it for your ovaries and for your adrenals. Now, in males, the adrenal contribution doesn't matter very much because the testes make so much, it gets lost. But in you, roughly around about half your testosterone comes from your adrenals, other half your ovaries. And your levels are about somewhere between a fifth and a tenth of that of an average male.
And is it doing the same kind of things for me, kind of making me want to get out there and feel kind of sexy?
Sexy, certainly. It's highly important for libido. Whether it has other effects, like it does on males, is much less certain. But the suspicion is that it doesn't necessarily have the same effect, because don't forget, you have a female brain, whereas a male brain is substantially different. That's the reason why testosterone in a male will do different things than a female, apart from sexuality. That's a common feature of both sexes.
And can you imagine what a world might be like maybe with no testosterone, or if everyone had the same kind of levels as women? Would it just be calmer and generally more nice?
No, not at all. You know, testosterone's got a bad press, but actually it's responsible for a huge amount of get up and go, of innovation, of motivation, of excitement. It's really a very interesting and valuable hormone. I'd hate the world to have no testosterone.
More testosterone all round. Thank you very much. That is Jo Herbert.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist. This is Chris Smith with Kat Arney. Still to come, the hormone that makes people love, trust and bond. But first,